So the thing with KBI is there really isn't a typical day. My work week tends to look somewhat similar every week as far as structure, because I'm not in Sonora every single day. So I go to Sonora 3 times a week, and then I work from home 2 days a week. And those days in Sonora, at least the mornings, are always the same in that our services to migrants typically start around 8:30 or 9. And then last until about 10:30, and that's when we're doing intakes, we're serving breakfast, we're getting a change of clothes and making sure that everyone that wants a shower gets one, at least for those who are arriving to KBI for their first day. But as for the people that are in Nogales day in and day out, now for months, some for years, I usually participate in the service line for food. So, because of COVID, that is outside in our cochera area. And so it's kind of like a buffet, and we always have a staff person that is serving the food, and I am typically there. If I'm not serving food, then I'm doing intakes with people that are arriving to KBI for their first time. And so we're assessing where they're from, why they are at KBI or in Nogales. What possible things they encountered on their journey, and/or while detained or apprehended in the US. So it's just going through a lot of questions and getting the backstory. And my job is to collect testimonies. So I will go more in depth with migrants, with interviews, probably like once a week, and really get to know their story so that I can write about it or keep them in mind for a publication in the future, or possibly speaking with the media. And then my at-home days are a lot more email focused, giving presentations, connecting with other communications coordinators or directors from other organizations, and kind of keeping that link between KBI's education and advocacy team and other education and or advocacy teams with other organizations that are part of the Jesuit network that we're part of, or just in general part of the immigration advocacy network.